Open Windows, April the 20th. Spiritual Satisfaction. I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have eternal life within you. John 6, verse 53. Let us remember that this way is a way that is a constant offence to the flesh, to the natural man. The Jews strove with one another, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" But not only did Jews, the religious people in the religious self-satisfaction, strive together, but it is also written, "Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?'" Even disciples could not go on sometimes. When they came face to face with the implications of such a saying, they were no longer willing to be associated with him on a basis of that kind. The flesh loves to have in itself to be doing, to be laying the plans, arranging the programmes, organising the work, superintending it, and getting it going. The flesh revels in that, and when you come and say to that whole order of things, "The way of God is the way of utter dependence and faith, with the Holy Spirit in entire charge, and you must keep your hands off and be willing to do only what the Lord tells you and no more," that which is meant by the declaration, "I can do nothing out of myself," it is an offence to the natural man, even in religious matters. We come up against that constantly, do we not? It is the difference between meeting together, as they did at Antioch, to pray things out and get the Lord's witness as to his will, and having a committee meeting to discuss a proposal and make plans. If the natural man is not doing the whole thing and arranging it and ordering it and running it all, he cannot think that progress can be made at all. Unless you come out with your plans and announce your programmes and declare what you are doing and present your statistics, the naturally minded Christian thinks that nothing is being done. It is possible to have wonderful things done without any kind of activity. We cite such things purely as an illustration. Application can be extended in many directions, but this is just to help out the thought. The whole accomplishment of God in Christ is on the basis of divine life mediated through faith. That is another way of saying that Christ has to be the basis of everything in a spiritual way. This is an offence to the flesh, but a satisfaction to the Spirit.